Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, we are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And, of course, afterwards, the program appears at CatholicAudioMedia.com and your favorite podcast platform. You can also follow us at Allston Saint on Twitter, Allston Saint, one word, or over at Catholic Audio Media subreddit on Reddit, so you can check that out as well. And you can also find us on Facebook. Our connection on Facebook you can find through Catholic Audio Media. And remember, we can be heard on your favorite podcast platform. Well, anyway, so Mondays I play the homily from the weekend, and this comes to us from the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish. And I talk about Isaiah 11. Now, a lot of people will focus on John the Baptist, which was the gospel, but I focus on Isaiah because I preached John the Baptist the year before, and I thought, well, maybe I'll do a little difference. Isaiah 11 is where the gifts of the Holy Spirit are for confirmation. It also talks about this message of peace, and it also gives us the scenario of the suffering of the people of Judah after the fall of Israel. How would we look at that if we were in that situation today? Well, that's the focus of my homily and what we understand about peace. So we're looking at this today. We are hearing all about Isaiah 11 and its connection to John the Baptist and its connection to each and every one of us as we serve Christ every day of our lives.
Today, our first reading comes to us from Isaiah, and it comes from the 8th century. Now, a couple notes I just want to say beforehand. They're talking about being laid siege by the soldiers from Assyria, which are led by Sennacherib. If you can imagine these soldiers, who would be obviously a pagan culture, would be maybe praying before they go into a battle to one of their gods, and they would be surrounding us this god to be this powerful god for them, which we learn in Judah does not happen, obviously. But we see that powerful. We can think of that scene and them standing around this god in Assyria. That bas-relief of that god is in the Museum of Fine Arts. So something to keep in mind, and it's one of the many connections that we can see in our Boston area with which we can see the reality that is in the scriptures. It is the 8th century BC, and you have the situation where Sennacherib is starting to attack Judah, and he's going after Jerusalem. Obviously, that's where the temple was. Israel has fallen. It will not stand again until 1948. So Israel has fallen, and the people of Judah are looking at this. The Lord called Judah and Israel to repent. Israel did not, Judah did. And so they're looking at this. Now, imagine this scenario, and being in Boston, this is actually fairly close. Imagine that we are here and we learn that Canada has fallen to a modern day version of Assyria. And so we'd be looking at that. Canada is right there. It's a drive away. And we know that those soldiers not only are on the border of Canada, but they're starting to move through Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont. And we're sitting there and we're going, where is our God? And God is saying, I will protect you. We're going, you will, I will protect you. And notice something else. In this, we have, this is Isaiah 11. This is where you see the confirmation, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. They're in there in that. And he is also talking there that not only will I protect you, but in the future, there will be a peace, the likes of which you will not even know now. But there is this peace coming. And that's where you see towards the end, that the baby will be praying in the cobra's den, and the lion will lay down with the lamb. Now, I want you to think of it from another perspective as well. And granted, this isn't necessarily what's in the reading, but it's important to understand this. He's talking about peace. The lion will lay down with the lamb. Well, why is that important? Obviously, because the lion does not lay down with the lamb. The lion eats the lamb. And he's talking about this powerful peace that will be coming, and it's coming because the Lord himself is the only one who can bring peace. Everywhere you look for peace, you may try to find it, and you may find it for a time, but you will not be able to create the eternal peace, because only the Lord can do that. And that's when all the world looks to the Lord and says, "You're the one. Oh, you are in charge. We will listen to you." Now, what if that reading said today, say we're listening to those words today that were said today, and it said, "The lion will lay down with the beaver." Whoa, what does that mean? The symbol of the cultures where Assyria was the lion. In fact, you can still see that, I think, in Iraq and Iran. I think they still have that symbol there. And later on, there was Babylon. So if you were to, in Babylon, if you were to walk down the street, you would see these lions lining the street. You'd see these mosaic lions. You'd be walking down, there'd be 60 of them. There's one here. So Nebuchadnezzar and Daniel and all them did that. So you walk in and you see this lion, you see this lion, you see this lion, you see this lion. Wow, these are all symbols of that whole area, including Babylon and, of course, right now Assyria. One of those lions is also in the Museum of Fine Arts, so definitely check that out. The beaver, I was kind of researching this to find out, the beaver is the symbol of Canada. That is their animal symbol, just like ours has the bald eagle. So if we also heard at the same time, and the eagle and the bear will celebrate together, what would that mean? Russia and the United States. It's not necessarily that's what he's talking about in this reading, because he's talking about the animals will get along, and the symbol is, of course, the people will get along. But you can see this image, that they're all talking about that future will come when we will recognize that the one who can bring peace is the Lord. And that's what Advent is all about. We're looking forward to the coming of the Lord. And in the Lord, we have peace because we realize he is the one who brings peace, because he is the Prince of Peace. Now, that also brings us back to what we do. I was giving a retreat in St. Patrick's in Lowell yesterday. It was in Spanish. And I was talking to them about what we're doing now is so important. Now, I've talked to you about that before, but I want you to think about it. The Lord is protecting Judah. Why? Because they have repented, but there's another reason. There's a powerful message that Judah has. And that powerful message, we will see that, first of all, their important message is there is one God, and it's the God of the Jews. And we see that message show up in the Old Testament. Then what happens is Jesus comes through the Jews, and now our message is like stage two. Now we have this Prince of Peace who has come to bring us peace, and the more we draw closer to him, we can find that peace. And so that's our message. And everything you do in service to Christ, including just what you're doing now, as small as it may be, testifies to that message. And it's a powerful message, because ultimately what we're saying, that as human beings, we cannot create peace, but God can. And so we are looking forward to the Lord when he comes again and brings us peace. And when that peace comes, not only will you see the baby and the cobra playing together, but you will see the bear and the eagle playing together. And if you think about that at another stage, there's something interesting that just happened in the news. The Ukraine is going to prevent the Russian Orthodox Church from coming in because they've been working a lot with Putin. Okay. But what if everyone turned around and said, "We can't do this. We need the Lord." Drop their weapons, you would have peace. Bottom line. So we look at that and we realize what we testify to. We testify to the power of the Lord, that we're looking forward to the time when that comes, when people finally realize, wow, we can't do this. Only the Lord can. That actually is a message you can find at the end of the movie 2010. That powerful reality of the presence of the Lord is what's being predicted here. John the Baptist comes in to prepare people for stage two, and our role is to prepare people for stage three.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM, and you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452, 617-297-7452.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. We're going to have Allison Gingras speak to us this week. Let's hear a clip from our program on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
I believe very strongly in praying boldly and in mm-hmm. accepting God's responses. Like, I, you know, St. Paul says to test them. So I do test them. I don't believe every inspiration I have.
So tune us in Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday, of course, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and also at CatholicAudioMedia.com and other podcast platforms. Have a blessed day. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.